Concha with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Mike Monaco has just stepped into the studio with us. He's our legal analyst. And there's much to discuss. I want to talk about Jeff Sessions' testimony tomorrow. But before we get to that, this developed this afternoon. The Bill Cosby trial has gone to the jury.
Sort of under the radar, huh?
Yeah, six days of testimony here. They did jury selection, I think, a few weeks back, and then they impaneled the jury on Monday, last Monday, a week ago today. And so they've had 5 days of testimony. Then today, the defense rested after 6 minutes of putting on a case with a witness who was a detective who had been investigating the case, and that was it. And then they did their closing argument. Prosecution did their closing argument, and it's now in the hands of the jury.
So the defendant didn't testify, and so the judge had to ask the defendant, do you agree not to testify? And Mr. Cosby said, yes, I agree not to testify. And you remember early the state prosecutor wanted to call about 13 other women who were going to say that they too had been assaulted by Mr. Cosby. Mm-hmm. The judge said, no, you can't do that. You can call one other one. This is called, you know, like prior similar act evidence. And the judge normally allows it if it creates what they call a signature. In other words, if the other crime is so similar to the crime that's being charged, the crime on trial, that it's the same signature of the defendant. So that exposes the defendant to that crime. Now, why didn't Cosby testify? I am certain that the judge said, well, the 13 other witnesses will not be able to testify unless the defense opens the door. And they would have opened the door, I assume, in all likelihood.
If Cosby testified, they would have gone back and said to the judge,
this opens the door, or in camera, whatever they call it.
They would go back and go, hey, we got to let these other people.
This opens the door to the other testimony.
There would be some other issues there, too. I mean, obviously, then he'd be cross-examined, and he'd have to be explaining why he was roofing women.
Well, he'd have to right because he testified at the deposition many years ago that he had done exactly that.
But talk about the initial issue there. Why wouldn't they have been allowed in the first place if they all did seem to tell? Because their public statements have all been lining up fairly similarly. He gave me drugs. He abused me in some sexual way. A lot of them have gone out in the public. 40 some of them to say the same thing.
Generally, the law is that if you're charged with one crime, the state cannot bring in that you committed some other crime, as I said, unless it's so similar that it produces evidence that you committed both crimes because the crimes are so similar. Now, we've seen many famous cases where that's been allowed. Now, here, the judge was being careful, not wanting to put in evidence that the judge thought might have ended up in a mistrial or a reversal. Mm-hmm. So the judge was careful and only allowed one other woman to testify. But it was interesting in his close.
So is that unusual?
No, not unusual at all.
Okay.
All right. But in his argument, the defense talks about the fact that there are other women, which I thought was funny.
What?
The defense mentioned other women and many points. The two of the women were apparently one of the women who testified. One or two of them were in the courtroom.
Right. There were two who testified.
Two testified. I think they were in the courtroom. And so he's arguing that this was just about money. And then I suppose that's. Now, but don't
it's your
forget.
Only choice. They said he's a philanderer, not a crook.
And he is, among other, before anything else, he is a very well-known celebrity.
Mm-hmm. No.
And different rules apply. Because the jurors are all going to think that they know him personally. He doesn't have to testify because they all know him. Now, that's one thing I suppose we should ask.
Because we can never see Cliff Huxtable doing this.
Well, that's right. We can't see him. Now, I don't know if these jurors are going to remember Cliff Huxtable. I mean,
depends on how old they are.
Depends how old they are. I'm not sure. And I think there are only two African Americans, I think, of the 12, I think. And that's important because they will give Mr. Cosby the benefit of the doubt, I'm sure. Just as any, you know. That's what happens, you know. They know him. They're gonna feel that they know him, and they're gonna feel, well, I know him. He would never have done this.
Well, that's what a jury analyst would.
That's
argue.
What a jury analyst, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But would they have to feel that it's consensual what happened in order to really say that he's not guilty of anything?
You know, it's a beyond a reasonable doubt standard, and so Well, they could find any reason. They could find any reason. I mean, the defense is consensual, but the defense is also arguing they did it. These two women are lying to get money.
They didn't deny the acts. They denied the intent of the act, and they denied the complicity of the of the victim in the act.
So, you never know what's going to happen. The jury could be out a long time. Could it be a defense verdict? It's not impossible.
And they've been out now for 2 hours. Is that long enough yet? Should they be in now?
Are we expecting it any moment now, Mike Monaco?
Yeah, well, it could come in any moment.
If it does come in tonight,
yeah,
you're going to go GNG. Guilty, not guilty.
All of the information points to guilty, but you know he's a very likable guy.
And he looks old.
He looks really old. He's 79 now.
There isn't a ton of evidence, real hard evidence. It's really her word and this deposition from the past when he talks about Quaaludes and he gave them to another woman with the idea she didn't know and they had relations, sexual relations.
That's right.
So you've got that, but yeah.
I mean, there was no scientific evidence, you mean, proving that she had been drugged.
I don't know if that matters.
I think it matters.
It seems like it would.
I mean, you know, it's a different standard with successful, well-liked celebrities. It's a different standard.
Well, that takes me out of it.
He did it. Guilty, sir.
Just by walking in the courtroom. Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
He did it. There's something about the sum total of the last 5-6 years with Bill Cosby and these accusers coming out by initially dribs and drabs.
Well, you wonder, but you talk to cab drivers, you talk to people on the street. They go, well, those people are lying. They all want money.
I think initially a lot of people were on that side. And then when more and more and more women came out to duplicate the same story and none of them knew each other and none of them had ever colluded with each other or...
There's no question. There's a significant,
an
unbelievable amount of evidence. What was introduced into the courtroom, though, is just two women.
Limited, yeah.
Right.
Two people who testified that it happened a long time ago. And, you know,
Do you think the judge is giving Bill Cosby a fighting chance?
Oh, yeah. I think he did give him a fighting chance because the judge
does not. Because if they had 19 people show up and do this, then it would have been all over, right?
Oh, well, you'd think so, but you don't know. The judge definitely gave him a fighting chance, and the judge definitely wanted to be perceived as being fair, which is, you know, to his credit. And just like when I say, you know, the jurors are going to give him the benefit of the doubt, I think with a celebrity, it's more likely that because they have familiarity with the defendant, the jurors want to give the defendant the benefit of the doubt because they're just like, it's like a friend, like if you have a friend on trial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, of course you wouldn't.
Dr. Huxtable.
You wouldn't do that.
Dr. Huxtable, you would never do anything like that.
Yeah.
Felicia Rashad, of all things.
Not her. I could never, ever find her guilty.
I know that one of the kids, right?
Yeah, one of his TV daughters
was in the courtroom.
And today his wife showed up.
All right. And Felicia Rashad has...
his real wife.
His real wife showed up today. Felicia Rashad, though, I know had been supportive of him.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah. They love him.
He had the show.
It was the biggest show in America. Yeah. And, you know, let's not forget, he was the first African-American to have such a big show.
Well, he was a doctor and he's a member of the middle class. And he portrayed an image to America of something we haven't been all that familiar with seeing on TV.
We sort of forget now. You know, Bill Cosby was quite the advocate for honesty and decency with young people, and he hated the rap music, and he was very, very open in discussing how young black men should not, use that language rap music.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you never know how jurors may give him a benefit of the doubt, and they may say, I don't think the state proved to be unreasonable doubt. They could say that. We'll see. I know it seems crazy.
I mean, 79. Not that he would want to work again, but I think that's this is mm-hmm. oh, whatever happens here. If they come back with a not guilty, whatever happens here, I think that the court of public opinion has gone on this now. You know, over the years, I've interviewed him mm-hmm. maybe three times. And, you know, he's always the word always was that he was very difficult in interviews.
But not with you?
Very prickly. He was okay, only on the phone. I don't think I ever interviewed him in person. And he was always easy. Ironically enough, we have a mutual friend. And so I was always able to say that to him, and he was nice.
Well, I mean, his history has been that he's been very generous. He's been very...
Yeah, and my friend, our mutual friend, this is from 25 years ago, loved him.
Yeah.
You know, ran track with him. They were on the seniors circuit together.
Yeah.
Because Bill Cosby still, you know, was an athlete into his 50s and 60s. So it was
And he was very close to Temple. Temple University,
right.
Which is where this woman worked, apparently.
Correct. So she was an assistant basketball assistant.
And he was
there.
On the board, she explained, that said that he would, that relationship made it uneasy.
Mentoring.
Even more uneasy, because it was a mentoring style relationship.
Well, made it uneasy for her to report it.
To report it.
Yeah, it was
afterwards.
Tough. It must have been tough on her. So it's a...
But Camille, I remember this from decades ago about how Camille would when Bill Cosby would come to Chicago and hang out with this guy that I knew, Camille would always be there and then would leave. It was sort of like a thing, like, well, he's staying in a couple extra days, but Camille's, you know, here or gone or whatever it was. And, you know, and Camille clearly, you know, had a sense through all of this last number of years what was going on, but she showed up anyway. Maybe this is to say, you know, goodbye now. Gotta be humiliating as hell, right?
Sure. It seems supportive, though. Her
parents very
today,
supportive.
But she didn't stay for all of the, you know, she wasn't there on other days in court, and today she was there sort of make a statement, I think.
Yeah, I think that's
here
right.
Here I am behind him.
I think that's right. And she's you know, a lovely woman.
She seems like it.
And very elegant and classy. Just a...
The whole thing's weird.
It is a weird thing.
It's like the world of... It's like I'm having a nightmare in 1990 is what's happening here.
Right.
I'm looking 25 years into the future and Bill Cosby's on trial for rape.
Right.
And
Donald Trump is president of the United States.
That can't be.
Whoa!
No!
That's crazy.
No!
That can't be happening.
Come on!
And then you'd wake up and none of it would be true in that scenario.
Yeah. Let us wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
All right. I want to talk about Jeff Sessions with you very quickly here. But first, Violetta Powdermatic's got the WGN traffic travel spots.
Play ball. Celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. This is your deck music. The one you rock out by yourself.
I'm on my deck.
Your visor on backwards.
No, sideways.
Sideways.
My visor's on sideways.
Your strobe lights.
My illegal...
Hot tub,
which is, I find that's not really a hot tub. It's actually more of a kiddie pool, but it is. So
that's
it's okay. But I'm there in my kiddie pool, like, hey, y'all want to party with me in my hot tub?
Have some champagne, dog.
I got a new deck over here.
Except you won't let anyone near your hot tub because you enjoy it yourself, because it wouldn't be hygienic for others.
Wipe your feet before you come on this deck.
Just look over. And see it. Don't
that is
really party.
That is really true. I actually do require that people wipe their feet and then stay at least 5 feet away from my deck.
That's a great party.
I don't want footprints on my deck.
Mess it up. Get it dirty.
Oh my god! When It's like going to rain tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go out there and put a tarp over it, like it's Wrigley Field.
Protect that.
You should just go hold some umbrellas out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. All right, especially my new grill.
Let's. Are you talking about your teeth or the?
No, that's it. All right, here Mike Monaco is still here. Jeff Sessions tomorrow. We've been talking about Bill Cosby, and you think it's unlikely that Bill Cosby is going to be found not guilty here.
Well, you don't know.
The jury has the case.
Jury has the case.
But now Jeff Sessions tomorrow.
Public.
He may be. There seems to be some indication that he's going to exert executive privilege here in terms of conversations with the president.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he said he's going to go public, and the Attorney General's, the Department of Justice, which is always interesting when the Attorney General testifies, because the Department of Justice is sort of speaking on his behalf. The Department of Justice says that the Attorney General wants to be public in these statements. So it would be odd for him to say that, or for the Department to say that, and then for the Attorney General to rely upon the executive privilege to not answer questions. So that's sort of odd.
How does that work, though, Mike? Can you just invoke executive privilege on the questions you don't want to answer or the questions that you feel would fall under that umbrella? It can just come up whenever you feel like it?
Well, that's a good point. And really, you know, as you remember from when Coates testified, he just said, I can't answer that question because it's a private conversation between the president and me. Well, so what? The president didn't raise the issue of executive privilege. It's his privilege.
Yeah.
It's not your privilege.
Oh, there's going to be some yelling tomorrow on this.
Mm-hmm. There'll be some yelling. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. And you remember when Comey testified recently, Comey sort of raised a cloud over Sessions' head because he said there was something he could talk about in private to the committee about Sessions that he couldn't testify about publicly.
Well, there's no privilege in discussing his conversations with the Russian ambassador.
No, not at all.
Which we know, which he's now acknowledged through paperwork that he met with twice.
Twice.
And now there may be a third, and they'll ask you if there was a third. And
he's denying that. He's denying that there was a third. Today, he's denied that.
But if he denies there was a third.
And there was.
Yeah. That's perjury, and you can't have the sitting, selected,
sworn attorney general.
Chief law enforcement officer of the United States.
Right.
Lying to the Senate,
right,
or misrepresenting himself to the Senate,
right. That would be a problem. Well, Comey said it was problematic. They thought it would be problematic for Sessions to stay in charge as the mm-hmm. Attorney General because of his contacts with Russians, where they're investigating,
right,
the contacts with Russians with the folks who were active in Trump's campaign.
All right. So there is a friend of Donald Trump's who has said now that he has had a conversation with the president and says that the president's considering firing Robert Mueller as special counsel.
Yeah, I read that. Isn't that interesting? That's now you're getting right out of the Saturday Night Massacre from Nixon.
Yeah.
When Nixon tried to fire him.
Do you think if he were to do that, this is, I guess, more of a political question than it is a legal question. But, you know, now all of a sudden the Senate and the House would have to be the ones doing it. And it seems like the Senate's the only ones interested in doing this investigation. That the Senate would then have to do is a select committee investigation. And
it's almost impossible to think that he could fire Mueller without there being an uproar in the Senate. On both sides.
But you never know. Right,
I mean,
Republicans in Washington right now are circling the wagons.
Yeah,
which is sort of a surprise.
Could say, "I know, I was there. I'm a witness. I know there was nothing to the Russian issue."
I'm with Lindsey Graham. I don't know if Lindsey Graham was saying what he said yesterday. The Republican from South Carolina, senator, was saying, trying to smoke the president out or not, but he was just basically saying, "Hey, if you just kept quiet, this whole thing would clear you."
You would think. Who knows?
How would have, though?
But wasn't it just ridiculous for the president to deny or just to not deny or admit that he had tape recordings? If there's a tape recording of the Comey conversations in the White House, shouldn't we know? Shouldn't the president say so? Shouldn't somebody say so?
Well, this is like, you know, Obama wiretapped me. You know, he's saying something. He's an exaggerist, right? Mm-hmm. So he exaggerates, he embellishes.
Well, but this is either a yes or no.
Either you tape recorded
the conversation or you didn't.
So what he did is he wanted to say, he said, you better hope there aren't tapes of this.
Right.
You know, I hope you.
But then he was asked.
I hope there aren't tapes of this. So it's
was asked directly with the Romanian the other day. Did you tape record the white...
It'd be very interesting. You'd be learning about it in a number of days.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, he just doesn't want to answer that question because he doesn't want anybody to feel comfortable. He wants to keep everybody on edge.
Well,
but
if
at this point, if you're Comey and if Comey is the righteous warrior he portrays himself to be and is telling the truth, mm-hmm. he got nothing to worry about if there's tapes.
No.
That's why I said, Lordy, I hope there's tape.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, the whitest moment in American history.
Well, then it'd be no benefit for the president to produce them, if that's true, too.
Yeah.
Lordy, I hope there's tape.
But can he dodge that forever, too? I mean, isn't that something that initially
Senate have asked for them by the 23rd.
And Mueller could subpoena them.
Yes, that'll be
and
coming.
And will, I would think.
But the House and Senate said, if there are tapes, we want them on our desk by the 20th.
But that would be unbelievable. I shouldn't say it's unbelievable. If Trump were to try to fire Mueller, he would have to ask Sessions to do it, I guess, or unless Rosenstein. I can't imagine Rosenstein's going to fire him, the deputy. Well,
the president can do it. He doesn't need to ask anybody. Well, he's the president of the United States. He can make the decision.
Well, I remember during Nixonian, Nixon had to ask the
assistant. Yeah,
two of the attorney generals refused to do it and resigned rather than fire the special
right.
prosecutor.
I mean, it would be they're the ones cleaning out the office, technically, right? Because it's their office. But I mean, but the president can make the move. Rosenstein could quit then. It would be the same deal.
Yeah, it could be the same deal. It would be amazing. It's like the repeat of what happened during Nixonian's presidency. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank God you're here, Ro, to lead us through this, just like you were when Nixon was president.
I was in my little sailor suit as a 9-year-old when that was all going down. And I'm like, I remember.
Yeah.
I was there.
You have a good memory.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, Mike, thank you very much. I feel
pleasure.
So much better about all
I'm sure
that.
You do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to my... Tonight, I'm going back to my kiddie pool.
Yeah, you're not going to invite Mike
on my
over.
Patio? No.
Yeah, what the hell?
You didn't get
how
an
many
invite?
People can fit in that thing?
Yep, and I'm gonna put my visor on sideways.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to worry about,
I'm gonna popping myself some Korbel.
Get the strobe light out.
Mm-hmm. Watching the NBA finals.
That's perfect.
Through the window while I'm sitting in the kiddie pool.
And you'll blast that mouth. So all your neighbors can
right.
hear it.
Blasting the whole thing. Yeah.
That's right, I got a new deck.
Check it out, but don't come too close.
Architect of Chicagoland, yo!
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.